I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and today we're talking to two incredibly talented journalists, filmmakers, to the indictment to the senior producer and writer for WGCU Public Media's documentary unit, and Tom James, the videographer and editor of Rising and WGCU Public Media's documentary unit. And we're going to be talking about the screening and panel discussion of Rising Surviving the Search. So welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Janine, before we get into the documentary itself and the creative process and the importance of it, tell us a little bit about your background. I see that you started out at NYU in the film school, I imagine, or journalism?
It was actually in the journalism school. So I was at NYU. I graduated from NYU with a degree in journalism. And then I was ready for a completely different environment. And so my first job was Marco Island, Florida, as a journalist in Marco Island, Florida. So, and a few years later, Hurricane Charlie happened, and I was in Southwest Florida working as a journalist still for the Naples Daily News. And so that was really my first experience covering a hurricane, and I've worked in Florida journalism since that time. So, and was working as a journalist when Ian hit as well. So it was a very difficult moment for Southwest Florida.
Absolutely. And, you know, you focused on vulnerable people and communities, homelessness, housing, immigration, social service. It seems like hurricanes unleash not just a storm, but also a storm of services that don't exist or are disappearing. So that is just wonderful. Tell us a little bit about your back journey.
Well, I come from actually the Midwest, where we had tornadoes, not hurricanes. So I've been doing video production for about 30 years and, came down here. When we started the doc unit, we were really interested in telling these stories of Southwest Florida. And, that hurricane hit. And the day after, I was in a helicopter, just gathering footage because I knew this is an important event that's happened to our community.
And you both lived through it and reported on that. Tell me a little bit about that experience.
So I live pretty far from the water, so I was one of the lucky ones that we lost power, but we weren't flooded. So I was one of the first reporters out on the ground, and I was first stationed at Hertz Arena, where they were bringing people in from the islands, from the barrier islands, people who were stranded, people who had tried to ride out the storm on boats, and they just people came in looking desperate and saying, I would never do that again. I thought I could do it, and they survived, but they definitely wasn't a choice they would make again. And then I just kept reporting. It was a story that impacted our community for months and is still impacting our community. So that's why we did the documentary.
And Tom, you as well. So here's the interesting thing. Of course, St. Petersburg and this community, Pinellas County, Sarasota, you know, you talk about this not just being a documentary about Ian. It's a documentary about the impact of storms. And certainly we are still experiencing last year's triple threat or triple, damage. So talk to me a little bit about the creative process of writing this documentary and interviewing people and selecting people and personal stories to tell. Give us kind of an inside look for our listeners of what they will see when they come.
So I'll take that one because I wrote it. But he can add on. But we were looking for people who had a compelling story to tell, but also had an element of hope in their story. So some of the stories that we chose had, even though people struggled, it had a happy ending, or they came to some kind of realization because of their experience. And we just tried to tell a diversity of stories and a diversity of regions. That was one of the things that was asked of us, to get some representation of not just people who lived on the barrier islands that were impacted tremendously by storm surge, up to 18 feet near Fort Myers Beach was the highest recorded. which we have some footage of a woman who stayed there, and she captured it. She had never stayed for a hurricane. She's a native, but she said she, after that experience, she would always leave. It was just getting a chance to get out in the community and knowing some people. And there was another compelling story that I'll let Tom tell. A man who was trapped in a manufactured home for several days.
Brian Bodie, felt like he was safe. I'm inland. I'll be fine. And he had some issues with the house, and he was stranded in his house and had to do some pretty heroic things to free himself. We don't want to give too much away. You can watch the show. But, that was the educational aspect of this, is to educate our community. A lot of the stories that we tell were people that thought they were fine, and it ended up they were not. And so, hopefully going forward, as people watch the show, they will know they need to prepare and evacuate if need be. And, we hope that message gets through to folks as well.
And one of the reasons one of the reasons he didn't evacuate was because he had pets. And we heard that from a lot of people. That's one of the challenges in evacuation, is figuring out what you're going to do with your pets and where they'll be comfortable. So that's something that people should definitely think about at the start of storm season.
Absolutely. You have to have a plan, and you have to be ready to go. So you also offer insights from scientists and civic leaders. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was wonderful. We were able to reach out to the National Hurricane Center in Miami, NOAA, and, really tell us how these hurricanes work, how the storm surge. Our area, nobody in our area has ever seen storm surge like Ian brought to us. And nobody was prepared. And so, here's how that works in our, in our region specifically, with the Gulf and how those storm surges come. So.
And I think also we wanted to answer the question, like, is this our new normal? I think there was a sense of, after Ian, it was like, okay, that we got our big one. Now we can get back onto our lives and the way we were used to storms being in our community, at least in our most people's lifetimes. And then we got hit by Debbie and Helene and Milton. And so that was a really important question that we wanted to bring to scientists.
One of the things that I think is really prescient is that, you were funded in part by the National Endowment for the Humanities, Florida Humanities, the Community Foundation of San Jose, and the Community Foundation of Sarasota County. You probably couldn't make that film now, as funding is being cut. And I think that the fact that this film exists and that you have a documentary, unit, how do you feel now with the new challenges to journalism and documentaries and funding for things like this as filmmakers and as journalists?
Well, that's a tough question. I'm honestly still thinking about it. I think we're all trying to figure out, how do we keep making this work when funding has been cut? And so it's a challenge. We got a lot of support from public dollars to make this film. And, when I look at some of the commercial documentaries that were made from Ian, ours is a much more different take. We took an educational approach instead of a sensational approach. It would be a challenge to get that amount of broad funding at this point. But we hope that community foundations will continue to step up, even if the government's decided to stop funding us.
We're still working. We're still doing documentaries right now. So, it's important that we still do this. And
we're going to talk more about the ones that are coming up. Now, let me ask you this, Tom. Now, you are a picture's worth a thousand words. When you aired your first film here in Tampa Theater, July 31st, followed by the panel, and people were watching these incredible images, what's the reaction in the audience? Because you, as someone who created this picture worth a thousand words, I would think people were holding their breath. Tell us about the audience experience that day or that night.
It is. We've had we've had many, you know, other screenings, and the folks, it's, I mean, when you actually see 18 feet of storm surge, and we were able to get a lot of footage from people that were in the film when it was happening, what's happening to them. It's just, it's, there's, you know, if you don't see it, you're never going to understand what happens, you know, when that much water, when that much devastation comes to your community. It's amazing to see, really.
It really
and
is.
There is a,
go ahead.
Sorry, and there is, I would say there's, when we, in the screenings, like, there's definitely some, a sense of anxiety, I think, in those moments with the storm.
We tried to put a disclaimer at the beginning, if, you know, this might be disturbing to some. But it's fun to see people, you know, they're laughing where we're hoping they're mm-hmm. laughing, and, you know, they're, I still cry every time I see it with people, so.
Absolutely.
Yes, we tried to offer some relief as well. So even though there's some anxiety moments there, we tried to offer some happy moments and some moments where you'll laugh.
It's a huge responsibility. So the afterwards, who is on the panel to speak to, you know, that you can ask questions to, so the two of you, and who else joins you?
I will be frank, I do not know that information at this point. So we have not heard yet from Florida Humanities who will be on that. And I wish we had that so we could share that with you now.
Well, that's okay. Stay tuned, folks. We'll put it in the blog. We'll get a hold of them. So you have a screening August 14th at University of South Florida, St. Petersburg campus, September 24th at the Portico Cafe in Tampa, and October 22nd at Eckerd College, St. Petersburg. Then additional screenings are going to be held in Sarasota. So we're very excited about that. Tell us a little bit about what else you're working on, and what other documentaries are in the pipeline for both of you.
Well, we have we're hoping to lighten it up a little bit. We're actually doing we're continuing our Untold Stories series with the Swamp Buggies, the Swamp Buggy races in Naples. It's a long history of that. So we're hoping that'll lighten some things up from hurricanes. We'd like to take a little break from that. So that is one that we're diligently working on right now.
And then we're also following the rebuilding of Fort Myers Beach. So we want to show some progression and document some of the challenges that are going on right now after a community gets decimated like Fort Myers Beach did.
Yeah, you're pretty much starting from scratch. So it's interesting to see how all that will develop.
Absolutely. And so how long from the time you shot this and wrote this script, walk me through a little bit of the creative process of the editing and how long it took you to get this to see the light.
I think in total, in between we working on another documentary, I think it took about a year and a half.
Yeah, I mean, you have to think that we've been gathering footage since it happened, so almost 2.5 years of actual gathering. When we sat down to start putting it together, we see what is available. Janine's, you know, got these wonderful stories, and how can we bring those together? It's quite a process. An hour is a long time to fill. But yeah, it's.
And then we were looking for a lot of eyewitness footage, you know, and we scoured the internet in terms of finding the best footage that was out there that could represent what people went through, and went to all the public agencies and as well and got what they had so we could show people from every angle that we could.
I think it's an incredible, that's one of the reasons I asked you this question. The archival work that you had to do is amazing. I mean, you really had to dig deep. I mean, I was going to ask you, use social media, you go, but you know, just to grab that and then to put out this quality of a documentary, that just takes some incredibly good skills. What do you hope people take away? What's your message from Rising, surviving the surge?
The thing that I love to quote, chief meteorologist for Wink News, Matt Devitt, says, don't use past experience to inform your preparation for storms. And I think that's a number one thing that comes out of it. Every storm is different, and you need to listen and be prepared, and that's what I hope people take from it.
What about you?
And I think as well, for me, I think in terms of we need to adapt. This surge is going to be part of our reality. It wasn't a one-time thing with Ian. So I think as a community, individuals need to think about how we're going to adapt.
You know, Florida is not alone. We look at North Carolina. We look at recently in West Virginia. You don't have to live near the water, near the ocean, near the Gulf to experience flooding. I mean, this is honestly, I love the fact that you don't talk about climate change. You don't talk about the hot buttons. What you do is you really simply let the story inform the audience, and that's a gift. So, folks, I encourage you to see this documentary. We want to thank Florida Humanities for hosting a series of screenings of WGCU Public Media's new documentary. We look forward to awards for this. I'm sure there will be some. And with the peak of hurricane season on the horizon, are you both ready for the storm?
I'm hoping there won't be one, but I know that's my emotional hope.
Wish.
But I'm practically and logically, I know, yes, I have water and food in my pantry.
Well, and unfortunately, you know, we are essential personnel here at the station, so we will be here gathering stories if it does happen. So that's what we're planning for.
Well, thank you so much for, this is an incredible public service. It's an incredible educational film, but it is also engaging, fascinating, and horrifying. So I want to thank you both for being here. Parting words to our listeners at Radio St. Pete.
If you get an evacuation order for your home, evacuate.
Be safe.
Thank you so much for Radio St. Pete. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. We have been talking about incredible documentary. I'll have all the information in our online honor magazine. Thank you so much, Janine and Tom.
Thank you. Thank you for hosting us.